Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
All right, everybody, and welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where sometimes we compare books to our movies.
But today we're comparing movies to movies.
Mm-hmm, because ain't no way we were going to read a 1,000-page book.
No. No. Actually, some of my fun facts you'll find very hilarious.
Really?
I picked three for each so that you don't have 15.
Smart.
Just so happens that all of mine for chapter two are all Bill Hader ones.
Yes! Because he's the best.
Not on purpose either. I was just like, okay, that worked out.
That's a good one. And then you looked and you're like, Bree's gonna be happy.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Anyways. All right. Well, today, you guys, we are doing It versus It. I think we said that already. It's right before Halloween.
Ooh,
spooky
happy
season.
Halloween.
This is episode 13 of the season too.
Oh, that's kind of hilarious.
Ooh.
Creepy.
Yes. All right. You said you had a picture for us.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So everyone, Allie already knows this, but I really wanted to teach Loki how to press buttons, right? Mm-hmm. So I have cuddle, mama, John, dinner. Okay.
Okay.
So the last two nights when I'm like, right after I have just fallen asleep, Loki hits dinner.
Of course.
And he has not pressed buttons before. So the fact that he pressed it once the other night, mm-hmm. it literally, like, I got up and fed him because I was like, okay,
right.
Well, I know
it.
That I'm supposed to, like, reinforce you, like, this is good, even though it scared the living shit out of me. Then last night, I was like, literally, like, you know when you fall asleep and you're like deep in a dream, but then something wakes you up. So then you're like super disoriented and spooked.
Yes.
This is how it happened. I was falling asleep. I was deep asleep, ready to be deeper in sleep. Loki hit dinner. And let me tell you, it's creepier when it's your own fucking voice coming out of these things, right?
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
When I'm dead asleep and I just hear myself go, dinner, I'm like, who the fuck is in my place that sounds like me?
So then today I get home and I'm getting myself dinner and I'm like, I can't remember what I was getting out of the pantry, but I was grabbing something out of the pantry, getting ready for tonight. And I'm talking to John on the phone.
Loki was on my bed and then he comes booking over towards the pantry and I'm positive this was an accidental press, but he pressed the mama one and that scared me too because I was like,
yeah,
it was my voice and like I call myself mama to him, so like it felt like something was calling me but it wasn't at the same time.
Oh my gosh,
it was funny because I had John on the phone and I sat there and I was like, what the fuck, and I like stopped everything I was doing and I was like, oh my god, what the fuck do I do? And John was like, one thing that I read, because I feel like Loki is not grasping these buttons as fast as he could. So because I want to make sure that he's learning these, I like keep Googling. I'm like, is my cat just a retard? What do I do? How do I fix this? And one of the things it said is like,
Even if it's an accidental pressing, act like he pressed it purposefully. If it's you who presses it, but he's there and he's watching you, act like he pressed it and praise him for it and things like that. So I'm like on the phone with John freaking out because the button just said mama out loud. And Loki like ran and then kind of like stopped once he heard the button and he like stopped and looked. And I was like, I think that was an accidental pressing. So I don't know what to do. And John was like, no, you have to act like he just pressed it and wanted you. And I was like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
you're right. But it really scared the shit out of me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be spooky for sure.
Well, that's fun. I'm glad Loki's catching on slowly.
I know he might not be. I think he is.
It sounds like he is.
I think he's just a fucking stubborn ass asshole. If I'm being completely honest.
Sounds like a cat.
It's true. It's true. Yes. No. Oh, wait. Yesterday was Sunday. Okay. So Sunday, yesterday, John was over and I knew that I needed to cut Loki's nails again because they've grown out. So I was like, let's do it. And it was super easy the first time we did it. But Loki has since grown out of the little kitten wrap that I had. So that doesn't work. And trying to just hold him doesn't work because he flails even if we have a treat there for for us. And so John was like, grab a towel. We'll just wrap him and burrito him in the towel. He made the most devilish little sound I've ever heard a cat make. And he's never made a sound like this at either of us before. So me and John both like stopped and looked at him. He was like, we were like, what the fuck do we do?
Oh my gosh.
All because he was pissed we were trying to cut his nails. But yes, oh, I felt so bad yesterday. One of the nails that I cut, I was like, I sat there and was like, okay, so I think this is about as far down as I want to go. I kind of want to go further up, but I also don't want it to be too sharp. And literally where I decided to clip, he reacted to it. And I was like, fuck, I went too low. So then now he has a nail that's kind of like gross and not. Because I like I backed up and didn't actually clip it.
Yeah.
But it did get clipped. So now it's like half on, half off.
Aw. Poor guy.
Yeah, just a little guy. He will. He's fine now. So
good. Okay. Well, awesome. Just more kitty updates. I feel like all of our updates this season have been about our pets.
What else are we here? Oh, here, guys. I'm going to Singapore.
There you go.
Nope. It's actually. Did you know it's not Singapore? It's Singapore.
Oh, I did not know that.
John was like, if you're going to go with me, you have to at least say it right.
Interesting. I was like, well, we know it from Pirates of the Caribbean.
I was just going to say, if you watch Johnny Depp say it, he definitely says Singapore.
Oh my gosh. Oh, very cool.
I thought your update was going to be, how did your Halloween party go?
I figured that was
Oh my God. It was actually hilarious. Episode. It was actually hilarious. And I actually only just realized how perfect it actually was. So the Halloween party was a murder mystery. My mom wanted to throw a murder mystery. And she wanted me to do it with Nee again. And I was like, Ma, you're not giving me enough time. I have too much shit going on. I cannot. So we did one of the ones from Comic-Con. We went on their website and bought a murder mystery and did it there. It was a really fun one. It was like a movie star themed one. And it was perfect because my mom gave us characters. And are you ready to laugh? John was a movie producer.
Okay.
My mom was his assistant. Okay.
Okay.
I was his starlet wife. Okay.
Okay.
Becca was his starlet affair.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And David was her date that she brought to make John jealous.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. And then there were a bunch of other people there as well, including Robert and Cherry were there. And oh, Cherry was my agent. And Robert was the like butler of actress who was my mentor. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So this whole time
Do you remember the one thing that John has always wanted from a murder mystery?
Mm-mm.
John just wants to be a main character. John hates when he goes to a murder mystery and he gets the character where he's like, damn, I have no plot point. I have no purpose here. He likes to be front and center. And
was he the murderer?
Yes, he fucking was. But it's here's the craziest part. So like we're sitting there and we're doing the party stuff. And at one point in the party, I hear that the person who is my mentor had an illicit love child with someone.
Oh.
And so I hear this, not even in a conversation that I am having with someone else. It's like I overhear a conversation. I was like, well, don't worry. I keep hearing, because I knew going into the murder mystery that John's character was having an affair with Becca's. Like my mom was reading it to me and John one night and we were like, oh, my God, how do we fix this awkwardness? But also not make it obvious. So what we did. I knew this and I hear this and I'm just like, it's probably my husband who's having illicit love children. Then the murder happens. I was so sad. It was Robert who died. Robert was the victim. And it was funny because one of my clues was just like, you and Hollis, the butler, have been getting along really well. Like you guys are really close friends. You should probably stop and say hi to him. So I went and I said hi to him and I was like, hey, we're best buds. Like, I just wanted to say hi. And he's like, oh, hi. And then he died. Oh. And then because my backstory was that I told everyone that my parents died on the Titanic and I was an orphaned child.
Okay.
But really, my parents just gave me up for adoption and left me at an orphanage. Okay. And so I wanted the tragic story rather than just my parents didn't want me. But then the person who's my mentor kept coming up to me and was like, did you get your note? Did you get your note? I was like, my note? What? And like, the best part is I had a note from the actual character sheet that my mom gave me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one that it was like, don't tell people you have this. So I wasn't supposed to tell people I had it, but I had to figure out who sent it to me. So I was like, did you send me a note? Like what? But she wasn't understanding what I was doing. So she was like, well, did you get your note? I was like, no, but did you send a note? So then later on, I'm talking to someone else and she walks by and just drops a napkin on my plate. And I was like, Andrea, you forgot this. And then I looked and I was like, there's writing on it. So then I read it and she freaking wrote a note to me. That was not at all the note that I was supposed to get.
Oh.
But essentially, I then start piecing together. I am the illegitimate love child of her and the butler.
Oh, my gosh. So your best bud was your dad.
Yes. So I'm sitting there, freaking out about this. And I go up to Robert. I'm like, I think I just found something crazy out. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, apparently you're my dad. And he was like, what? And then I was like, talk to him about this. And then like 3 minutes later, I go, oh, holy fuck. I'm supposed to be figuring out who killed you. Like, I'm finding out my own mystery. Like, so then I'm sitting there and I was like, who's killing the freaking butler and why are they killing the butler? But then I realized, I was like, oh my God, my mom is married to a dude and my dad is their butler. It's gotta be the dude she's married to. So that's who I picked. But really, the butler had photo proof of Ronnie's affair. And he was threatening to show it off. So John killed him. And then I was like, it's even more twisty turny since the dude who killed him is married to the dead dude's daughter now.
Right. Divorce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
cheating, but John, and murder of parent.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But it was fun. And John finally got to be a murderer. Yeah, his whole dream came true.
Well, that's awesome. He's said multiple times he wouldn't want to be the victim because the victim never gets to do anything, which is exactly true. Robert just sat there and watched his life.
I'm like, bummer.
And then he's like, and I don't like being the side characters that very clearly don't have any purpose in being there.
Right. He got what he wanted.
Mm-hmm. There he did.
Go. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And he looked like Steve Jobs.
Great.
To a T. Oh, I didn't send you the picture.
No, you didn't. Oh, my gosh. He does.
Mm-hmm. That's like so scarily. So like David is the first one that pointed it out. And then after he said it, I sat there and I stared at John and I was like, oh, my God, but you do look like him.
Right. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's our picture to paint part two.
Lots of pictures. Yes. Perfect. We're set. Okay. We have a trigger warning. Lots of dead kids in this book. So
shock.
Spooky clown killing kids. Okay. All right. So our synopsis is 7 young outcasts in Derry, Maine are about to face their worst nightmare, an ancient shape-shifting evil that emerges from the sewers every 27 years to prey on the town's children. Banding together over the course of one horrifying summer, the friends must overcome their own personal fears to battle the murderous, bloodthirsty clown known as Pennywise.
Yeah.
Yep. Our author is Stephen King. And shock. Yep. Here we go. So it's going to be a lot of information at you because we're doing 3 movies. Okay. So our original movie's director is Tommy Lee Wallace. And screenplay was also Tommy Lee Wallace and Lawrence D. Cohen. Okay. Our remake, our director was for part. I know it's not chapter one. It's just it. But for making things clear and understandable. I wrote chapter one. So chapter one and two, Andy Muschietti. 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 Muschietti.
Muschietti.
Muschietti. Okay.
Aren't you Italian?
Muschietti. Well, I was. Yeah.
Okay.
Screenplay writer for chapter one was Chase Palmer, Carrie Jo Fukunaga.
Carrie Joji Fukunaga.
Ah, I said it right then. Gary Duberman. And chapter two was only Gary Duberman. All the others left.
Oh, wow.
I know.
He's like, don't worry, guys, I got this.
Right. Okay, the book came out September 15th, 1986. The original movie came out November 18th, 1990. That's only a 4-year difference. Whereas our remake came out chapter one, September 8th, 2017, and chapter two, September 6th, 2019. I didn't realize they were 2 years apart.
No, I did. But I was glad for it because in those 2 years, that's when I read the book.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. So that difference is... Sorry, what?
Oh, I was going to say I hadn't read it for the first part. And then when the second part was getting made, I was like, I want to read the book. And then I hated myself because then I was like, you have to finish it before the movie came out. And I finished it like, I think a month before the movie came out. I finished it literally like right before it came out. So oh, then nice. I think I finished it a week before because everything was super fresh in my mind to where I was like, what the fuck at some parts. When I just watched it, I wasn't mad at anything.
Oh, there you go.
I was like, I can't remember.
So the difference between the book and the movies was 31 and 33 years. And the difference between the movies was 27 and 29 years. They did that on purpose. Hmm. Yeah.
What?
I think they did that on purpose. They re-released it 27 years after the first
probably,
movie.
Probably.
Yeah. All right.
Well, duh.
Yeah. So
if not, that's a very hilarious coincidence.
Yeah. Which version did you see first?
The original.
Nice. I saw chapter one first. Remake nice. First. Yep. And then what are your thoughts on this story?
I wish it was scarier.
Oh my gosh.
It's not as scary as it could be.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like
the movies or the story plot in general?
Both.
This movie scares me.
To me, it's just funny.
What?
When I watch it, I'm like, what is this clown doing?
What the heck? Okay. The original one, I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. Especially because
Tim Curry's voice is so deep compared to.
Yep.
But no way. It's freaking creepy. A shape-shifting clown. This thing that just shapeshifts into your worst nightmare. Mm-hmm. And then you see it all the time. How's that not scary?
I don't know. I just wish there was more with it, you know? You don't know. And I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
I just. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Why did we pick this comparison?
Because I knew that we had to do it. And it's pretty spooky. And I wasn't going to make us read the book. And I wanted to give us an easy little, here, we're just watching movies this time for this season. Oh my gosh,
yeah. But it ended up being freaking hard.
I was going to say, doing this, I didn't, like, in my head, it was going to be super easy. So, like, we're just watching movies to compare the two. And then when I sat down to do it, I was like, oh my God, they're each, like, almost three hours long. Well, I was like, this is taking up much longer than anything else we do. What the fuck?
Seriously, some of these, it totals almost the same as listening or reading a book to watch the movie. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That was dumb of me, but also it was a nice break. And I did it because we had such a need for a break last season. I was like, okay, so if we get burnt out by the end, here's our easy thing that ended up not being that easy.
No, but that's okay. We did it. Okay. All right. I got some super fun facts for you. First off, while doing research, I found out that HBO's releasing a Welcome to Derry show.
You didn't know
about this? Did you
know that? Yeah, of course. I love Bill Skarsgård as Pennywise.
Oh, is he in it?
Yeah. Yes, he is. Oh, you mean the TV show? I thought you were asking if Bill Skarsgård was in the It movies. You know who he is, right?
He's Pennywise.
No, you know him outside of this, right?
Yeah, I know. He's one of the Skarsgård brothers.
What have we watched him in?
I'm sure I know. I recognize him, but I don't.
Well, there's a huge theory. Huge Stephen King theory. Because he's in Castle Rock.
Huh?
He's in Castle Rock. He's the devil from The Shawshank.
What devil?
He's the kid that is locked up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And what's so the
theory
that he's it at that point in time.
Well, isn't he supposed to be it forever? Like, isn't it like been around for thousands and millions of years?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just that he's Castle not Pennywise.
So long. So.
I know. We never watched the second season. Maybe we need to do that soon for a mini. Because I think the second season is better.
So many watch things on our list.
Yeah, honestly, we do have a lot of things that we have to watch at the moment. So that might be a later thing. But
TBD.
We'll see how that goes.
Okay. So some fun facts. So I picked three for each season. Or movie. So we got number one for the original. On the DVD commentary, the actors note that Tim Curry's characterization of Pennywise was so creepy and realistic that everyone avoided him during the film. Oh,
wow.
Poor so Tim lonely.
I was going to say, he's probably a great dude too.
I know.
You should have hung out with him.
Right. Number two, Jared Blanchard, who was young Henry Bauer, hated having to call Marlon Taylor, young Mike, the N-word, and would often apologize to him before and after filming for his character's use of the slur. They remain friends even after filming Wrapped.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's like, way to be very aware, young child.
I know.
Because I feel like most kids would have just said the line and been like, whatever.
Right, exactly. Good for him. Mm-hmm. All right. And number three, in the novel, two children have connections to other Stephen King characters. Mike Hanlon's father served in the army with Dick Halloran, the cook from The Shining, and Eddie Kasbrak, who was also friends with young Paul Sheldon, who, as an adult, was the protagonist in Misery.
Oh, cool. That's why his name sounded familiar.
I thought it was fun. All right. Now we're at chapter one, or it. Remake part one. Pennywise only has 4 minutes of dialogue in the entire film.
That's insane when he's, you know.
The main character is a 3-hour film. The teeth prosthetics that Bill Skarsgård wore as Pennywise made him drool profusely. Director Andy Muschietti liked this as that drooling adds on to the ravenous nature of Pennywise. So, like, that wasn't CGI. That was legit him drooling. And that was so gross.
Yeah, that's so disgusting. I hate that gross part.
And number 3, the film's highest grossing Stephen King adaptation film to date. After seeing the film for the first time, Stephen King stated, "I wasn't prepared for how good it really was."
Oh, that's sweet.
I know.
Cute.
All right, chapter 2. Isaiah Mustafa went through Stephen King's novel 8 times before filming so he could fully understand the character Mike Hanlon. Bill Hader, on the other hand, had read the book as a child and refused to reread it, claiming it was way too long.
Same, Bill.
I saw that one and laughed so hard I had to put it in for you.
That's hilarious. That's amazing.
But freaking Isaiah read it 8 times. What the heck?
That's fucking insane. No thanks.
From getting the part. Like,
yeah.
So
no, that's even more
probably
insane.
Probably less than a year.
Yeah. He had to be fucking dedicated.
Yeah.
Holy cow. God. Yeah. Oh my right. God.
So Bill Hader was approached for the role of Richie Tozier, based on Finn Wolfhard's wish to cast him in the sequel.
Cute.
Yeah. Hader, who had never met Wolfhard, was extremely flattered that Wolfhard wanted him to take the role. That's cute.
What's hilarious is they literally look alike. So the fact that he's like, that's who I want.
I wonder if the kids got choices. Like they were like, yeah, let's pick him. Or I don't know. Number 3.
That's cute.
Yep. Bill Skarsgård stated in an interview that even after filming had wrapped, he would have nightmares of Pennywise. In these nightmares, he would have to battle Pennywise just as the characters in the film do. That would be terrifying.
Fucking creepy. Yeah. No, thank you.
I must have taken out the other Bill Hader. Sorry.
So you were like, too much Bill Hader.
No,
you can never have too much Bill Hader, Allie.
I just think I thought that one was crazy because he's literally terrified of his own character. Yeah. Anyways. Okay. So I'm just going to zoom through the movies. I have them pulled up right now.
That's perfect. Let's do that. Let's do that.
So I have the original one pulled up, so I'll just do that one. Okay. So it kicks off and there's like this little girl riding a tricycle, and then all of a sudden she sees we don't see it. She sees this clown and she screams, and then she's dead and her body's still there because the cops are there, and like, oh my gosh, this is just so bad.
The movie doesn't start this way. No.
No. Okay.
Movie starts out with the remake starts out with Georgie.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think major difference is the whole first movie of the remake is just spliced in like this. The original movie
that's actually
is
a good point.
Both
the original movie is literally like adulthood, and when Mike contacts each adult, they flash back to that character that he's contacted, his story with Pennywise, and then it goes back to adulthood until it goes to the next character, whereas the remakes follow the book where the whole first half is childhood and the whole second half is adulthood.
In the book, do they call it like chapter 2? And that's when it changes. Mm-hmm. That's why they did it. That's cool.
I don't think it's chapter 2. I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, it's split up.
Okay. All right. So then we got Mike is talking to the cops and he's like, oh my gosh, I know what's happening. And so then that's what Bree just said. He ends up calling everybody. So he calls Bill. And Bill all of a sudden gets his stutter back and he remembers life. And that's where we get the Georgie scene. And Georgie watches his bike go down. Oh, and there's Pennywise. And he takes him down.
Watches his boat go down.
What did I say?
You said bike.
Oh, yeah. His little paper boat. Mm-hmm. And then they have a full on funeral and everything.
In the remake of the movie, what I find is super weird, too. What's his name? George? Nope. George is the one that dies. Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill never believes that his brother is dead. Mm-mm. He's always like, no, he'll come back. He's going to come back.
Did they ever have a funeral in the remake?
No.
They never showed it.
No. Yeah.
So I wonder if, like, he never got closure.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't.
Whereas in the, yeah, in the original, he got closure.
Well, I'm pretty sure in the book they get closure, too. In the book, I'm pretty sure they do a funeral, even though there's no body.
Okay.
I think there's, I think it's just his arm that's left.
Oh.
I think that's why my Pennywise Funko Pop has just the arm. Yeah, that's why that Funko Pop's in the front room, not in my bedroom.
Yeah, I believe it. All right. Well, then Bill's like, oh, my gosh, to his girlfriend, wife. I don't know. He's like, I got to go because a kid from home called and said he needs me. And she's like, what the heck? Because he's currently a writer for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we're at Ben. And he calls Ben and he's like, hey, you got to come. And then Ben remembers his life and how miserable it was because he was an overweight kid and there was a bully and he slashed him in the or tried to slash him in the stomach and spell his name on it, but he didn't. And then they fell down into this little river.
That happens in the remake, too.
Yeah. In the remake, they actually slash him, though. I was like,
oh, yeah, that's because in the book he's slashed.
Okay.
He is literally, they actually brand him with the full name.
Oh, in the book. They just do the first letter in the remake. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then because he goes back.
That's when the other kid comes up and is like, hey, don't be doing that.
So when he fell down into the river, he ran into Bill and Eddie. And then he like ends up going home, but he kind of gets in a fight because he's living with his aunt and his mom. Like they moved in. And he ends up running off just so he can sit and stew by himself. And that's when he sees Pennywise.
I can't remember when he saw Pennywise in the remake.
I don't either. I don't think.
They didn't really show Pennywise until towards the end.
No, yeah.
The movies.
Yeah.
Because they did a really good job following the book where they set up the kids and all their relationships with everything and all that. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't really like this book because it takes the book a long time to also get to the actual story of what's happening.
Yeah, it's all characters for a while.
Mm-hmm, it's all character building. And it's like, it's character building in a way that you're like, okay, I know this isn't important to the story.
Oh.
So why am I reading this?
Because Stephen King wanted to make a 1,000-page book.
Yeah, basically.
All right, so now we're with Beverly, and she's like in the office and she like has this opportunity, but her boyfriend's like, no, and shoots her down. And then he just kind of, you can tell he beats her and is like, not good. And they went back to her house or their house. And, she gets a phone call from Mike and she's like, I'm going to go. And he of course freaks out. Cause he's like, who are you sleeping with? Blah, 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 blah. And then she ends up throwing her shoes and everything at him and saying, get away from me.
Yeah, the original made that part very safe.
Mm-hmm.
I think is what I'm trying to say. It's not as graphic as it should have been from the book and the remake standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah, that happened.
So then she gets her flashback about how, you know, dad is just like a drunk and he's just like all sad because he misses her mom and everything like this. And then she hides in the bushes and because she's getting yelled at by her dad, too. And then Ben comes over and they kind of meet for the first time. But then she gets all googly eyes with Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone loves Bill.
But I noticed at least it wasn't portrayed in the original. Her dad isn't a freaking pedo.
He's supposed to be.
Okay, that's what I figured. Again, I figured they dropped that.
It's them being safe. Yeah,
right.
Because again, this is something where it's like there's no point to that part of the story at all. It's just there to be gross. Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And like, well, actually, okay, no, what it is it's all of these kids have these hard backgrounds, and that's why it can feed off of them, because they're in such a low point of their life. So that's how it decides, okay, these are the kids that I want to go after. Mm. But you don't have to be that gross with things, you know?
Like, I agree.
Her dad just being abusive and a drunk is fine.
Right. I agree. Well, then all the kids get together and they all start like making a dam in the water. And then the cop's like, all right, get out of here. You're not supposed to be doing that.
So what it was in the remake was Ben's little hidey hole is what he made, but it's supposed to be the dam. Okay. That's what the whole Barrens is. Ben's supposed to be this smart architect dude. And he, like, even when he's a kid, and he tells them like randomly off the wall, like, hey, I bet I could do this. And they're like, what? No. So then they decide, all right, we're gonna.
Okay. All right. Well, then we get back with Beverly. And then all of a sudden she goes to the bathroom and she hears something in the sink. And then freaking blood everywhere spills all over the bathroom. It coats the bathroom. It's like Carrie situation over here, all over the place. Mm-hmm. But dad comes in and is like, I can't, like, what's going on? I don't see anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that happens in the movie. But I think it's 10 times worse than in the original.
Yeah, I agree. I will say the thing the original does really well, it took me a couple, because this wasn't the first one in the remake. Her spooky situation, there were other ones before her, and it took until hers for me to realize, like, first round watching it, oh, only the kids can see all of this. Whereas in the remake or the original, it's like right off the bat, they do a really good job of being like, no, only the kids can see this. So
actually, that's a good point, because in the remake, a lot of the parents aren't even in the like thing to see what happens.
Right. So I had, it was kind of like, oh, they can't see it. That's weird. Whereas the, yeah, the original made it very clear. Like, nope. Mm-hmm. Only these kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, time goes on. And then he calls Richie. And then Richie's like, gets his flashback being the class clown. And he's dumps soda on the bullies at the movie theater. And then his terror moment is the werewolf, because that was the movie that they were seeing. And that's what he saw. That was what Pennywise turned into for him.
Yeah. I don't remember there being a werewolf in the new movie.
There was not. I don't remember what
I can't
was.
Even remember what he turned into for him. Yeah. I'm now thinking that he only turned into something for the specific few. The leprosy.
He was something for everyone, because at the end they were all like saying what they were scared of.
Going through.
But I can't remember what his was. It was like a zombie thing. I don't know. Was his the one that chased him in the cellar, or was that Ben?
No. That's the kid with asthma.
No, that was the leper one. There was another one that chased him like in the cellar. Can't remember who that was. I don't know.
The only cellars I remember are with the leprosy dude.
Maybe if it wasn't a cellar, maybe it was like it was somewhere dark. We're great at this podcast.
Professional.
But anyways, okay, so now we're with Eddie. And Eddie and his mom are like weird and like, the coach is at the school is Beverly's dad. That's weird. Or is that the janitor?
No, he's the janitor.
Okay, the janitor. And then, and so Eddie has to go to the bathroom, and he's kind of freaked out to be in the bathroom. And that's when all the showers start like attacking him, and he's hearing things under the drain, and it's like, oh my gosh. So that was his nightmare.
That would honestly be my nightmare too.
Showers attacking you.
Yeah. I don't need that in my life.
But like we said, in the remake, his was leprosy, and because he's such a clean, neat, freak kid.
Yeah. Thanks to his mom.
Mm-hmm. So then we get Stanley, and they call him, and he was having a good old time until he got the phone call, and then he kind of goes MIA, and turns out he had killed himself.
Yep.
That happens. Suicide should have been a trigger warning too.
Oh yeah, that should have been. Except for I was really sad. I thought the remake in the book, when Stanley dies, Stephen King did creepy little blood note that Stanley writes. And I always wanted the movies to freaking put the full freaking note in blood that Stanley writes, but they don't.
Interesting. I wonder why not. That would be creepy.
I think it's because it's a long freaking...
Oh, a long note.
It's a long note that he wrote. Like, I remember when I first read it, I was like, damn, you wrote all that in your own blood as you were bleeding out? What?
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
So...
All right, well...
That's probably why.
Yeah, probably. So now we get flashbacks again of young Richie, and this is where he's chased by Pennywise and the werewolf thing. And then we just keep getting flashbacks of these kids fighting the monster.
I don't like getting the flashbacks because I think it's too much. It's almost like cutting away from the story, you know?
Yeah, so you like it how they made it two movies then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Then it feels like you can just put more in anyways.
Yeah, you can get more in the story. Or I do know that the second part differentiated from the book quite a bit because I remember being pissed as all fuck when I left the theater. So you can either fit everything in or you can add your own shit in.
Yep. Well, so they continue and then they get to like the river and they jump from the cliff to the river and they have a fun little friend moment. They label themselves as the loser club, but then the bullies come back and a whole rock fight starts happening. They start throwing rocks at each other and they end up getting away.
That happens.
So now we're back with them as adults and they're all trying to like get their head wrapped around what the heck, why are we back here? Because no one can really remember except for Mike, who never left.
Yeah, that happens.
So then life goes on and they go down to like,
except for I do think in the remake, I didn't like how literally everyone asked, how come we can't remember? What do you mean? How come we can't remember?
They
I
was made
like,
sure we knew.
Okay, I'm glad you. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. They wanted to make sure we didn't forget.
All right. So they go down into like the cellar thing. And one of the bad guys had died. And Pennywise was now using this bad guy as like the bully kids as like horror bait. Basically,
He basically could control them. It was the one way where Pennywise could really hurt him.
Well, then they're all together and they form a little circle and they start chanting and being like, you're gonna die to Pennywise. And they like shoot him in the head with a rock. Let's watch it for a second. Let's see. Oh, man, the CGI just was top notch.
Fantastic.
Yes. But then what I don't get, okay, yes, I said this in my clip too. He's falling down. Okay, he's like melting. Oh, why did he melt? Yeah. What did they put on him? Oh, they sprayed him with an inhaler.
Yeah.
Yep. And so then he starts melting and he goes down this, the drain. But then I'm sure it's just bad acting, but... Bill reaches out and he's like, oh no, I'm getting pulled down, help me. And I'm like, you literally grabbed his hand like to help him out. What is happening right now? Oh no. Yeah. And then the hand turns into like this tentacle thing. Oh, weird.
Sorry. That doesn't happen in the remake.
I'm like,
or watching, in the book.
I'm so. Like watching it right now.
Like, I have to see this.
I do. It's so crazy.
Yeah. No.
All right.
So in
no.
the,
yeah, you go.
In the book, essentially what kills Pennywise the first time is they have a big little love orgy fest. Like,
It's the weirdest fucking things. The kids stand in a circle and realize that, like, with Beverly there, they all love each other. So they get naked.
What the
and
fuck?
All of their pure love is what kills it. So the remake does it slightly better for the book version because they all stand in a circle and kill him basically in a circle. And so that's it. But yeah, the book is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And that's why in, I think, I can't remember which one was, whether it was the OG or the remake, but one of them, one of the kids says it has to be Beverly. Beverly was the one who did it. They say that because in the book, Beverly was their, like, Beverly was their key because all the boys had a crush on her.
Mm-hmm.
And so their, like, their love for her is what killed Pennywise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Stephen yeah. King was reaching for straws at that point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they didn't do much better in the books. They or in the movies, they're like, they just belittle him and he like, dies.
We're not gonna.
We're not go scared with of you.
Yeah,
we're not scared of you. You're not. You're ugly. You're and like they just belittle him and then he dies. I'm like, okay.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the adults who do that.
I know. And I was saying, I was like, man, if only they had known that belittling him would have killed him off 27 years ago.
When they were kids. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing, too, is the whole reason he says it's the love, it's because in their own home lives, all the kids don't get love. Mm. So only in their friend group, that's where the love is. So Pennywise is going after them because they all have a sad life. But then they all get together and boom, you can't get them because they all love each other.
How cute.
Mm-hmm. That's how it should have been. But yeah, instead it was creepy, gross, cute.
Yeah.
In the book.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the book continue or the movie or whatever am I doing? Original continues and they finally all meet up at like this library and it just keeps, you know, Pennywise is all over the place still. And there's like balloons everywhere. And Eddie's like, this is freaking terrifying and freaking me out. Or maybe that was Richie. No, I think that one was Eddie. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know these actors. I know the originals or the remake ones. Okay. So then they keep going. And Ben ends up saving this kid who was getting bullied. So he had his like 180 moment, but then he sees Pennywise and he's like, oh my gosh. Cause they're all coming into town now. And so they all are like, it's dawning on them more and more. What the heck is happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That happens in mm-hmm. the remake.
Mm-hmm. Eddie goes to the doctor pharmacist and he realizes, oh my gosh, I can't believe I spent most of my life here.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for I feel like I don't even think in the remake that he ever really realized that.
No, that's just where another spooky thing happened. That's where mm-hmm. he found his mom wrapped up for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can't tell if and that the, was real or not. Was that a fake
no
hallucination?
It was fake.
Okay.
Yeah, it was it. It was it.
Okay.
Doing that to him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which made me so mad because I was like, you're supposed to realize that you are not supposed to be taking that inhaler.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then Beverly is like, I gotta, you know, wrap some things up. And she goes to her house and crazy old lady turns monster and like chases her out of the house.
Okay. I remember what pisses me off about the remake. I'm glad you said this.
Yeah.
Because so all of them, they're going back to like remember their past. That's what they're trying to do. Well, in the freaking remake, they all, after they've caught up and chatted and are like, oh, we have to get rid of it. They freaking Mike shows Bill this weird hallucination thing where there's a ritual that they have to do. This is what pisses me off, because this is not at all part of the book that I can remember. I'm pretty positive. But basically, there's this ritual where everyone has to get something that's meaningful to them, that ties them to Pennywise. And so they each have to go back to their one spot and bring back a thing from that spot for the ritual. And so that's why they're all going back to these different spots to get things like that.
And so, yeah, so they really had to go and get her something in the floorboard. And
I'm pretty positive in the book it was just they went to those places to be like, oh, memory lane.
Okay.
Let's jog some memories. Or it was to find it.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Okay. Well, they go on. And now we're back with Bill's wife. And she's like, he hasn't reached out. And why did he just leave? And she's planning on coming to Derry.
That his wife doesn't come in the freaking remake. And she's supposed to.
Okay.
She does in the book.
Okay. Well, now all of them are meeting at the Chinese restaurant. And they're all having Chinese. They're getting like... catching up, like, oh my gosh, how cool life is, blah, 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 and talking. And then all of a sudden, all these weird monster things start coming out of the fortune cookies.
Yeah, that part's so fucking gross. It happens in the remake and in the book.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was, yeah. So gross.
I would never be able to eat another fortune cookie in my life. No,
never.
All right, well, the original keeps going. And they're like meeting at the library and they find out that Stanley died, and they're kind of all like, oh my gosh, this is just, I can't believe he's doing this to us.
In the remake, they find out through the freaking fortune cookies that Stanley couldn't make it. Actually, I think that's how it happens in the book too.
Okay.
Here I was getting mad at that, and I was like, wait, no, actually, I think that's right. I know. I wish if I had my big ass book here, I would fucking be flipping through and looking at that, but it's at my parents.
Okay. Well, the movie continues, and the bully kid has been in an insane asylum this whole time, which they don't really explain why in the original.
No, not at all.
But they do in the remake. And he's woken up by the other bully that died. And's like, you need to get out of here. I'll help you. And this, like, Pennywise kills people and helps him leave.
And the reason he's in the insane asylum is because he stared into the deadlights for far too long. And the deadlights are basically Pennywise's soul.
But he also ended up killing his dad, and that's why everybody put him
there. That too. Yep. I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Well... life goes on, and then all of a sudden, this bully guy, Henry Bauer, I think is his name, he comes and he attacks. Oh, wait, first we have a flashback. Sorry. Flashback of of all the kids, like, verifying that, oh, my gosh, we see all the blood. And so now this is more like, oh, all the kids can see it, but only the kids. And then... we have where Henry Bauer comes and attacks, and Eddie stabs him.
Yeah.
I forget.
That's already happened.
Stab through the face in the remake. Does he in the book?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Oh,
yes,
my
he does.
Gosh. Like, yeah. I was like, that has to happen in the book, because what a weird thing to make what happen.
Random ass, like, it doesn't like this in the original, so here we go. Hilarious.
All right, well, Beverly and Ben end up kissing, and this is when she realizes, oh, Ben, you're the one who wrote the note for me.
Wow, you haven't even talked about the note at all yet.
Oh yeah, I haven't. So she got a note, like a postcard, that's like she thought Bill wrote, and forever she's been hung up on Bill because of this. Well, now she realized, oh,
it well, I mean, not just because of that, she also just had a crush on him.
Yeah, I know, but that added to it. So now she found out the truth.
Yeah, poor Bill. If he just had the freaking guts, then he would have
Just said it.
Probably had a girlfriend when they were young.
I know, probably. Well, time goes on and they're like, goodbye, goodbye. We love you. But wait, our friend Mike is in the hospital?
Why did he get in the hospital? Didn't he have like a heart attack?
I was just going to say, I was like, what? Mike is not in the hospital in the remake.
No, he's not. He's in the hospital. I can't remember why he's in the hospital, but he's in the hospital, according to this video clips I'm watching. So they decide they got to get rid of Pennywise once and for all. And they go to like the creepy barn. Geez.
Is it because he got attacked in the library?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yep, he did get attacked in the library.
Was it the original? Yeah, because that's where it attacked him.
Yep.
When everyone else was looking, because he stayed in Derry this whole time.
Yep.
And so he worked at the library. And when everyone else got reintroduced to it, he was at the library and it attacked.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. So now they decide we got to go fight this thing. So they're going to fight it and they drive to the creepy house and they go down the well and then they're down. Yep. That happens. Then they're down there.
Yeah, that happens. And it's one of my favorite freaking lines from Bill Hader.
What does he say?
It's the one where Bill comes and is like, I think Richie said it best last time we were here. And he's like, what? Whoever goes in first has a tiny dick or has mm-hmm. the biggest dick or something like that. And he goes through like three different things that he said before it was, oh, let's go kill this fucker.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
All right. Well, they're down there and then Pennywise has thrown everything at him, right? So he's like, throws Georgie at Bill and then like Bev's dad at her and creepy guy at Eddie and all sorts of stuff. So then they're going and they do this huge battle with him and the death lights or whatever. They stare at him. They try not to, but then poor Eddie dies.
Yep. That happens in the movie.
Yeah. Well, then they get out after they officially killed it by love or whatever. And they're all sad because Eddie died, but they're all so happy that it is gone.
Well, like we said in the remake, they kill it by belittling it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the end of the original movie.
Mm-hmm.
But then I really like how they made Richie. I don't know. Do you like this? How they made Richie always have a crush on Eddie?
That was in the book.
That was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. So, yes, I do like that.
Oh, I just thought it was so yeah. cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's very I impressive that he wrote that in a book in the 70s. 70s,
mm-hmm.
80s?
Mm-hmm. It's a very subtle 80s. Thing. It's not super obvious. It's like mentioned. Like you can tell in how the characters interact with each other. And then I think it's said like very briefly, like once or twice. And that's it. It's not like it's like, hey, he's gay.
Right.
So, and I understand why the original left that out. Because at that point in time, it was not okay. So that wouldn't have gone over well. Whereas now this was released at a time when it's completely and absolutely fine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, I love it. And then I love an actor who is willing to portray someone who is gay if they are not, mm-hmm. because there are people who are dumb enough to not want to do that. And mm-hmm. I think that's just stupid.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So
I thought it was good. He did a good job.
Mm-hmm. He did. Well, I love Bill Hader in this role.
You know.
It's such a good like mix of comedy and serious for him, I think.
Yeah. But what's his name, too? The Finn Wolfhard. James he did McAvoy. Really good, too.
Oh, him. The kids were really great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, isn't it fucking funny seeing Defending Jacob Kid as Bill?
Yes. He acts just like freaking Defending Jacob Kid.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of cast, let's do some cast because that's all we got for the movie. Unless you have anything else you want to mm-hmm. say.
No, I think we covered it all.
All right. All right. This is going to be a lot, y'all, but we're going to succeed at it. So IMDb cast 58 people in the original movie, 56 people in chapter one, and 104 people in chapter two, which is wild.
Yeah, that's insane.
Okay.
Well, we have Tim Curry and Bill Skarsgård, who played Pennywise.
They're both so good. They're I love them both.
If you had to pick, yeah. Who would you pick?
I can't pick. They're both too good. They're both Pennywise to me.
Oh, man. No, I picked Bill. Tim Curry's just wasn't scary. But I mean, that's because it's the 80s. And uh-huh. It's like, uh-huh. Ah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I watched this. I watched this at Myla's one of the times.
Oh, really?
It was at her place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember first time I watched it. It was life changing. I didn't want to go near drains.
But I guess that's true. I mean, that was a different time, though. Now we're all desensitized.
I was just going to say, I watched it literally in the it wasn't even the late 90s at that point. It had to be early 2000s.
Yeah, it was.
But that still feels like late 90s to me. It's a completely different time where that style of movie was still kind of creepy.
Yep.
Plus, you can't go wrong with Frankfurter. He's the main dude in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew that, but I forgot what his name was in that movie.
I will say, I was super proud of John. When we were getting ready for the Halloween party, we had Alexa on playing a Halloween party mix, and Time Warp came on, and I was like, oh my god, who wants to do the Time Warp with me? Everyone is silent, and I was like, wow, I'm super offended that no one understands. And John goes, no, I know it's Rocky. I was like, oh, I'm so proud.
Good for him. Mm-hmm. All right, so we have Bill, the kid version of Bill, played by Jonathan Brandis in the original and Jaden Martell in the remake.
Yeah, they did good.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Ben, played by Brandon Crane and Jeremy Ray Taylor.
They also did good.
They did. Mm-hmm. Eddie was played by Adam Farazil in the original and Jack Dylan Grazer in the remake.
I loved them. They're great.
I did too. I freaking think Jack did such a good job. He talks so freaking fast.
Oh yeah, my he did. Gosh. He did.
But I loved it. Okay. Seth Green played Richie in the mm-hmm. original, and Finn Wolfhard played Richie now.
Love that Seth Green's in it.
Oh yeah. My gosh. I did not recognize him.
I know. Doesn't he look so different?
Yes. His nerdy glasses and everything. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does so good.
Uh-huh, I agree. All right. And we have Ben Heller and Wyatt Olef played Stanley, kid version.
They did really good, especially they did good making me feel sad for him.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
He's really cute. The Wyatt, he does not look like he did in the movie.
Allie's staring at his picture, forgetting that we're doing a podcast.
I'm not forgetting. I'm just like, oh, he's kind of cute. Oh my gosh.
Oh, hilarious.
All right. We have Beverly. Emily Perkins played her in the original, and Sophia Lillis played her in the remake.
They did good.
I agree. And Marlon Taylor played Mike, and Chosen Jacobs played Mike in the...
I think they both did really good, too.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Blanchard played Henry Bowers. Thank you. And mm-hmm. Nicholas Hamilton played him in the remake.
Mm-hmm.
Good punk kids.
They did good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And our last child actor, Tony Dakota and Jackson Robert Scott played Georgie.
They were so cute. It makes it so sad when Georgie dies.
I know. They're so stinking cute. All right. Now we got our adult actors.
Mm-hmm.
Richie was played by Harry Anderson and Bill Hader.
Perfection.
I think the remake, I guess the original did well too, but it was really noticeable in the remake how well cast their counterparts were.
I think the remake did way better at that than the original.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you didn't even have to think twice about who is who.
No.
In the original, I'm always thinking twice about who's who. I've seen it enough times now that I know who is who, uh-huh. but it's not as easy as like, oh, look,
he looks exactly the same.
Right. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. For example, this next one, Eddie was played by Dennis Christopher or James Ranson in the remake. And he did, I think also what was amazing.
They studied the mannerisms of the kids.
So like
they played off of each other.
Mm-hmm, the older actors watched what the younger ones did and Eddie talked really fast. So James made Eddie talk really fast and it was, they did so good.
They really did.
Okay. Stanley was played with Richard Mazur and Andy Bean. Barely in it, but they did good.
I was going to say barely in it, but they were good.
Yep. Annette Toole and Jessica Chastain.
O'Toole. And you don't know Jessica Chastain?
No. Well, I recognized her. They were Beverly.
They did really good.
Then we got Tim Reed and Isaiah Mustafa played Mike Hallin.
Mike Hallin. Yeah, they did good.
Good. John Ritter and Jay Ryan played Ben.
I freaking love John Ritter so much. So much. Three's Company, man.
Oh.
I used to watch that all the time as a kid.
He's Clifford. Oh my gosh. How cute. Yeah, he's in everything. He's Clifford, Clifford, Clifford. Oh, there's more Clifford. So cute. Okay.
Yeah.
I like him too now. All right. Well, we got Richard Thomas and James McAvoy played Bill.
I hate the stutter that Bill gets, especially I think OG stutter. He does it almost all the time and not as naturally as he could just because he's like, ooh, I have to remember to stutter.
Yeah.
But that part drives me crazy about Bill, but that's not really how they played it. That's just how the character is written. So I think they're fine.
Okay.
I love James McAvoy. He's another one of my loves.
I know. So. I really like him too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Michael Cole and Teach Grant played Henry Bauer.
I think the remake version is way more creepier than the old version of Henry.
I agree. Freaking wild. And they kill him so fast. In the
They do.
The original.
They're like, nope, you're done.
Yep. Nice try. Anyways, that was fun. Okay.
We did it.
Are the movies the same? The themes?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Killer clown. Gotta get him.
Are the movies, do the characters stay the same from one to another?
Yeah.
I think so.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you prefer? Original or remake? I like the,
I don't know. What do you?
The remake.
Remake.
100%. I don't know. When I think of watching it, I want to get scared. And the original, I laughed at the whole time. So I was like, what is happening right now? Maybe if I had watched it as a kid, I'd feel different. But I literally watched it for the very first time to do this podcast.
So sad. Because I don't like the chapter one. I don't like chapter one. So really, I'm sitting here debating between OG it and chapter two. And I honestly only think that I'm doing that because of Bill Hader and James McAvoy.
Oh my gosh.
I probably would go with the original.
Oh my gosh. Well, fine. Do you recommend it to a friend?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I agree.
Not the book. Don't go read the book. Go watch the movies.
I'm so invested. I really want to read the book one day, but.
Go for it, Allie. Have fun.
We'll see.
I will not be rereading that one.
That's all right. Okay. And then that's it. We did it.
We did. Woo-hoo. But we do have a sneak peek for you of what's coming up.
So.
But there's a website.
Yeah. Before that, we got our website. Excuse me. Late. It's my bedtime.
I know. I got to go work out still, too.
Oh, good for you. I'm not. Well, our website is offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript. You can do so much there.
You can rate us. Subscribe. You can subscribe to us.
Review.
You can also leave us a review.
I thought we were going to do a back and forth thing there and you didn't go with it.
Sorry. Sorry. I know. I kept hearing you and I was like, you should stop. And then I was like, okay, so then I'll start. I'll keep this one going and then I'll give her the next one. And then you kept going with me.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was thinking the same thing, so that's why that happened. Oh my gosh.
Hilarious.
Well, on this wonderful website, we have an area where you can click here and download or sign up, excuse me, for exclusive content.
Ooh, or maybe you just want to donate to us, help us better ourselves.
Yeah, you could do either there. And we'd so much appreciate you because all the money given goes back into this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does. We buy bookmarks, we buy stickers, we buy cool stuff for our booth at the nerd party.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep. It's been lots of fun getting to actually, you know, buy things and not be like, we have to wait till our paycheck
because
we're poor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're like, exactly. Hey, like, we have off script money. Let's do it.
Off script's actually making money at the moment. So
finally. And then you can see our schedule. We only got a couple more books left this season, but you know what? Soon
it'll be
updated. Yep. Probably in December. I'll update it for season 8.
How exciting. Yeah. We've got some good ones in season 8.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And Monday,
we got Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm. Wow. If you watch our reaction videos, you get to see me sing Weird Al's song for a little bit.
Oh, all right. Sounds good.
Because that's literally every time I watch Jurassic Park, that's just all I think about.
I don't know if I've heard
Weird
that
Al's
one.
Song.
Well, it should be fun. All righty.
With that, it
went off script.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm supposed to stop and let you do that, huh?
Yeah, I forgot to. Don't worry.
Let's do it again.
Okay.
It.
Wait, what? We're not doing the whole with that.
With that, it
went off script. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.